This week's parsha is Parshas Emor, and in this week's parsha we get the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmor. We know that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during this time, and we know that there was either a temporary pause or a permanent pause of their deaths on Lag BaOmer, and that's why we celebrate Lag BaOmer. But we don't really understand why they died, why we continue to mourn their death, and what are we supposed to learn from it. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar says that in order for Torah to flourish and grow, there has to be ahava v'achva, love and fellowship and friendship, v'noisnim rucham zebaza, they have to give their spirit one to another, meaning they have to understand each other, they have to see each other. In Maseches Derech Eretz, it says that when Klal Yisrael came to Sinai, very famously, v'yichan Yisrael neged ahar, they camped there, k'neged ahar, in singular form, because they were as one, they were united. And Hashem says, when I see that Klal Yisrael hates machlekes, they hate strife, and they love peace, this is the period of time that I'm going to give them the Torah. In Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, it says that there are 48 ways that a person can access, that a person can own the Torah. It says the Torah is greater than the Kohuna and then Malchus, because Malchus has 30 ma'alos, there is 30 advantages to it, and a Kohuna, to be a Kohen, there's 24 gifts that the Kohanim get, but the Torah, Niknes, is accessed. It's a person can own the Torah, ba'arba'im u'shmeina dvarim, with 48 things, and here they are. And I'm not going to list all of them, I invite you to look yourself, but there are 48 different ones: Talmud, learning, shmias ha'ayz, and listening, arichas fasayim, preparing your lips to be able to talk, babinas halev, understanding of the heart, ema, yira, nava, simcha, etc., etc. 48 different things that a person should work on, and if he has them, then it can truly be said that this person has acquired for himself the Torah. Now, if you read through the list, you'll get quite overwhelmed, because it's quite impossible for any one person to do them all. And therefore, we say, Shlomo HaMelech said, Rabbis banais asu chayel. Many women together were able to do chayel. Chayel is gematria 48. We translate chayel as valor. I don't know what we translate valor as, but many women together, or many people together, are able to access greatness. Chayel is gematria 48. So when we have 48, when we have these 48 things and we look at them, we say, I can't do all of these. But together with all people, we can reach the height of Chayel in order to get to At. Va'at Alis al Kulana. What is At? At is from Aleph till Tav, which is the complete Torah, all the letters of the Torah. If we have the Kulana, if we have everybody reaching it together, so Va'at Alis, if you want to get to the At, you want to climb to the At, to the complete Torah, it's only Al or Al Yedei through the hands of Kulana, everybody working together. Similar to this, we have the famous story of Hillel and the convert and the Ger. And the Ger came and he said, I want to know, how is it possible for me to keep all the Torah mitzvahs? He said, I want you to teach me all the Torah mitzvahs al regel achas, meaning regel means one foot, but it could also mean at one time, like we talk about the shalosh regalim. And what the Ger was asking Hillel, if we want to take the story a little bit more deeply, what he's saying is, I don't understand. Your Torah is full of contradicting mitzvahs, meaning if I am doing the mitzvahs of the Kohen, I can't do the mitzvahs of the Levi. And if I'm doing the mitzvahs of the Levi, I can't do the mitzvahs of the Yisrael. And the Yisrael can't do the mitzvahs of the Kohen. So how is it possible to keep all the mitzvahs at the same time? And the answer that Hillel gave was basically, V'ahavta l'reacha kamecha. If you access this midah of working together with everyone, then whatever you don't like, don't do to your fellow man. Meaning join together with people. And then when we have that arevos, when we are all connected, when we are all combined, when we are all one, so then I benefit from the work of the Kohen, and the Kohen benefits from the work of the Yisrael. All together, we're able to hit the unity that we are trying to get to. Some people excel in one of the midas, some people excel in another, and what we all share in is the desire to reach our goal. However, from the 48 qualities that are listed, there is one quality that we all must have, otherwise this whole premise doesn't work. And that quality is Ohev es Habriyos, meaning we have to love each other. There has to be unity, because without that, there's no possibility of accessing the potential of everybody working together. Meaning I have to have Ohev es Habriyos, and then if I have Ohev es Habriyos, I love my fellow man, and we love each other, and we're working together, then I can get to the 48. The Altar of Kelm and also the Chiddush HaArim speak about the days of Sfiras HaOmer as the days when we are meant to be working on the 48 Kinyanim, which means that there are, practically, coincidentally, nothing's a coincidence, but there are 49 days of Sfira, 48 days that we're meant to work every day on one of these Kinyanim, and on the 49th day we're meant to review them all, and then on the 50th day we come to Matan Torah. And with this we can understand why the students of Rabbi Akiva died between Pesach and Hatzeres. They couldn't possibly reach the level of the 48 Midas Shatar Niknes Bahem, because their pegam, the thing that they were missing was specifically this, Shalai Nahagu Kavayt Zebazeh, which means that each one was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but they did not have the covered the respect for each other. They didn't have the achdus. And with the achdus, they would have been able to access the whole Torah. But because each one was working individually, it says, ve'ein beinehem divrei Torah. They're all learning, but there's no beinehem. There's no connection. There's no unity, which means that they're going to fall short of being able to get to the va'at alis al kulana. They're not going to be able to get to the full Torah because each one could excel in their 5 or 10 different midos, but without that ayev es habriyos, they're not connecting with each other. Now, if we look through the 48 kinyanim, it's almost obvious that ayev es habriyos will come out on day number 32. Which means that when we get to Lag BaOmer, what it means is that if we've worked on it and we've accessed the Ohev es Habriyos, so that's why we can make the 33rd a day of celebration. Because here we get to the unity, which is going to allow us to rectify the problem that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva had. There are 32 days before Lag BaOmer and 17 after. The hint to this is Lev Tov. Lev is the gematria of 32, Tov is the gematria of 17, which is not just a cute way to remember it, but the essence of what we are meant to be doing on these days, which is creating a Lev Tov so that we can get to Matan Torah. And so during these weeks, we read Pirkei Avos, which is what the teachings of Pirkei Avos is what's trying to get us to improve our midos, to become better people, to understand that what divides us is so much less than what unites us, to understand that the ikkar, the main thing of my work here, is to become one with everybody around me and to take from the best of everyone and to learn from each other. I was once, many years ago, driving from Toronto to Chicago, and on the way, we needed to stop over, and I looked at the map and I saw that there is a place called Kalamazoo in between Toronto and Chicago. And I was very intrigued that there really is such a place called Kalamazoo. And I chose that place as our stopover for the night. And when I got there, and it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we all piled out, and I was there with all my children and our suitcase, our carry-ons, whatever it is that we were bringing in. And the person looked up at me and he said, "Wow, are you a Hasid?" He's asking if I was a Hasidish person. "Are you a Hasid?" I said, "No, I'm not really a Hasid." He said, "So what are you?" I said, I'm a Jew. I'm an Orthodox Jew." He said, "So what's the difference between you and a Hasid?" And I remember looking at him at that moment, at this guy in a hotel in Kalamazoo at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said to him, "You know what? Not really much of a difference between me and a Hasid." And I remember carrying this with me, this lesson with me, and I still do, which is that if we want to get into details of what separates each part of Klal Yisrael, we can find many things to talk about. But that epiphany that I had at 2 o'clock in the morning in Kalamazoo was, what unites us is so much more than what divides us. And I think this is a very important message that we should be working on and trying to attain and trying to get to, so that we look at each other with an ayin tova and we see the good in each other, so that we can learn from each other, and so we can access each other's Torah, so that we can get to the level of Rabbis, Banais, Asuchayel, that together we can get to the 48, so that we can reach the Achdus that is necessary for the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar.